نحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and the prophet, and we ask Allah to shed His peace and the prayers upon the prophet and his companions and his household and his followers to the end of time. My dear fellow Muslims, last Friday, if you remember, if you don't, then I remind you. The khutbah was about the smile. For a long time, we haven't listened to khutbahs about the smile. 2 weeks before it, the khutbah was about love. And it is a new tune in the khutbahs. I do remember once in a mosque in Los Angeles, I spoke about love. And a young man there interrupted me and said, "Dr. Hathout, we're not here to speak about love. We are to speak about Islam." As if Islam was something else than love. I felt very pleased and very encouraged. For years, decades, maybe centuries, we've been attuned to the Khatib cursing the enemies. May God make the women widows and make their children orphans and destroy them. And this is indeed the anti-Sunnah. Because the Prophet, in a similar situation, when the Kafirs were getting ready to attack him and his followers, and someone comes and says, "Ya Rasulallah, ask Allah to curse them." But the Prophet said, "I did not come to curse. May it please you, God, to forgive my people, because they do not know." This is the Sunnah of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wassalam. As to the smile, it is in our religion of Islam And it is the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, who made the smile a religious sadaqah. To smile in the face of people is Islamically a sadaqah. And I look at Muslims and I thank Allah that at long last the Jum'ah speakers in the mosques last week about the smile, and 2 weeks before him about love. It is true that our love is not reciprocated, and that there are people who hate Islam and hate Muslims. Are they right or wrong? They are wrong. And if they are wrong, don't do like them. Because the Muslim is asked to do the right thing, not to be as wrong as the wrong people. The Muslim is required to answer the curse of the enemy by saying, please God guide him. And currently, of course, we see an unabated attack on Islam. In the newspapers, in broadcasting, on television, on radio, in books. It is so comprehensive campaign of hatred. What is our answer? We hate you because you hate us. This is not the duty of the Muslim. It is the duty of the Muslim to ask Allah to guide them to the straight path. The Prophet came as mercy, not to Muslims, not to Christians, not to Kafirs, to all of them. And if you want to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet, then you should be a mercy to all of them. Talking against Islam is not new. Since the time of the Prophet, there were those who spoke about Islam. There were those who tried to kill him. There were those who tried to poison him. There were those who beat him. There were those who poured dirt on him as he was praying. Those were those who said he was a lunatic, a madman. All sorts of accusations were addressed to the Prophet. And after the Prophet, there was a continuous, unceasing chain of bashing Islam. Dante said that Muhammad and Ali will be in the lowest dregs of hellfire. And several writers after him. So what we see today is not new. And to address that is not to throw stones at people. Save your stones to use them for building, not to be thrown at people. I remember the Arab poet who had a beautiful line. If at every dog that barks at you, you throw a stone, then stones will be so expensive. Use the stones to build. Don't answer hatred with hatred. Answer it with the real woman's nobility. Until they see the light, and one day they will see the light. This is the sunnah of the Prophet, my dear fellow Muslims. It is not enough to do the ibadat, the worship. Not enough to do the rituals. But iman starts at the heart. And your heart should be like the heart of the Prophet. Don't say, but he was the Prophet, I'm not the Prophet. So he's something else. Your God tells you that I've sent the Prophet to you to be your example to follow and emulate. The Prophet is our model to follow. Not our model to say, he's far away, he's a Prophet, I'm not a Prophet, so I wouldn't do like him. Sunnah means trying to be like the Prophet. And with patience, and with time, victory will come when there are the Muslims who deserve it. But unfortunately, the Muslims are not. Even amongst themselves. Shia is killing Sunni and otherwise. Although the Prophet said, if the two Mu'mins face one another with their swords and the fight, then the killed and the killer are both in hell. So look at the Muslims and what they do. This is the Islam of the tongue. This is not the iman of the heart. And if you have the iman in your heart, then don't worry. The rest will come by itself. Unfortunately, people are swayed. And unfortunately, we live in a world of hatred. What humanity spends on preparing for death far, far exceeds what it spends in protecting life and health. This is the logic of today. And if humanity continues to do that, it will be the end of humanity. Now is the philosophy of killing, both in war and in peace. And yet, humanity is following that path. Muslims should not do like them. They should call for life, and for peace, and for love. This is the message of the Muslims. Don't belittle yourselves. You are the bearers of the torch after the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. Now it is a world of bloodshed and of killing. Now it is the world of calling people names and cursing people and lying to nations. Don't be of this world, be of the world of Iman. When I listen to the news, I really feel unable to believe what I hear. Because I've become accustomed to the flagrant lies that the politicians are telling us and have proven to be a lie only after a short period of time. Be soldiers of life and of love. Don't be like them. Be like your prophet. And what we are watching now is just one episode in a long television series. Don't think that what is today is the final, ultimate end of the series. There are tests. There are falls and stumbles. There are difficulties. But we should not despair. We should be very assured that God's succor and help will come when we Muslims deserve it. And don't be angry when they speak against the Prophet. We should be equally sorry when they speak about the Prophet, or when we speak about Jesus. And so many times they have spoken against Jesus and ridiculed him. And there are those who ridicule him until this very day and say he was a liar and say his mother was a bad woman. Yet, unfortunately, they claim freedom, freedom of speech. Well, let them enjoy their freedom of speech. Everyone can say what they like, except, of course, for one thing, where the law interferes. The law interferes in one case only. If you throw doubt on the claimed number of Jews in the Holocaust. Here the law comes. Otherwise, speak against God, against Jesus, against Muhammad, against virtue, against honor. It is all right. Well, it is all right for them. We will keep loving. We will keep praying. We will keep waiting. We will not give hope. And Allah will come to the rescue when He wills, at the time He chooses. But never waver, never feel belittled, never doubt that أن العاقبة للتقوى, the end, the final result will be for taqwa. And Allah is not in a hurry. Allah is testing you. Let us pray that we pass the test. Oh Allah, we ask you to love us, and we ask you to make us love you. And we ask you to make your people love us. And we ask you to make us love them. And to make us people of love. And deny us not the blessing of the smile. And give us the victory you promised us. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. قوموا للصلاة.